6:46, 14 before 7, as a friend texted me a couple of minutes ago, an overly warm Friday morning for November 1st, but what are you going to do? Highs are going to be around 80 or so, then in the mid-80s by next week, and hopefully cooling by next Saturday. But by cooling, we're talking about highs in the mid-70s, which is better than this. And it's rainy out there, so be careful. Walter Dublane joins us, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO. Talk about tariffs.
Morning, Tommy.
Morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm good.
How's everything at UNO?
Well, we're hanging in there. So.
That's all you can do. God bless y'all, because I know you did a lot for me. Let's talk about tariffs. Former President Trump says that tariffs are the answer. Companies, I see stories, are ready to raise prices. Tell us what a tariff is, how it works out, and who winds up paying for it.
Well, a tariff is just a tax. And just like any other tax, it raises the cost of the goods to the consumer. Now, this is only taxing goods that come from abroad, is what a tariff does. So if you tax Chinese goods, that means that the price of the Chinese good goes up. And the whole purpose of it is to to get people to buy American goods, but the net effect is that the price goes up. So the consumer, for the most part, pays taxes. Unless it was a pure monopoly, that would be a little different story. But in a general competitive market, when tariff pays taxes, the taxes gets passed on to the consumer.
So let's do let me take some case studies here, Dub. Maybe that would help us understand a little bit better. Let's take clothing, let's take appliances, and let's take automobile tires. And I don't know what's made where or whatever products are made. Or maybe we should start the other way first by talking about what products are made and being imported that could be targeted by tariffs.
Well, again, like I say, most of the clothing we do is made abroad. A lot, it used to be made a lot in China. A lot of it has moved down to the Philippines and Vietnam and Bangladesh these days because the wage rates have gone up in China, so they've gone to cheaper places. But again, those things like particularly, T-shirts and stuff like that, which require a lot of just people sitting at a sewing machine labor, that's where they go to someplace in the world that has cheaper labor. Boston used to be the headquarters of cheap labor in the U.S., and that's clearly not the case these days.
So if we're going to talk about clothing that's made outside in Vietnam, a lot of clothing that I get, I think the jacket I'm wearing right now was made in Vietnam, bought from an American place. So American suppliers, American wholesalers, however you want to phrase it, Joseph Banks, I think, is what this one is. So they buy this, they get this stuff made in Vietnam, and they sell it here. So if a tariff is in place, the jacket that I paid $200 for would go up to, say, what, a 20% tariff would be what, $220 now?
$240, but yes.
$240, okay, I'm not a math guy. So, okay, it's $240, thank
okay.
you, Dub.
And of course, I mean, Trump's talking, I mean, of course, he says lots of little things. He's talking about, I'm going to put 100% tariff on some things.
All right, so if that's the case, then it would be a $400 jacket, right?
Right. Okay. And again, I think he tends to be, he's focusing more on, well, he says manufactured good. I don't know that clothing is his big target.
What is it? What is a big target?
I think
target?
He has more in mind, tractors and things like that.
So
but
let's
still.
Talk about that. Let me pick up tractors when we come back after the break. So
yeah.
If he's focusing tractors and say a 20% tariff, it would increase the cost of a tractor by 20%. That would be passed on to the consumer with the end goal of, well, heck, if we're going to pay 20% more for tractors, we may as well do it with American labor and have them manufactured here. Well, did that 20%, do those numbers add up in terms of increased cost of labor? If people are going to be paying 20% more, does that mean then that you could make a tractor in the United States and only cost 20% more? But either way, the person that buys that tractor is going to wind up paying 20% more. As I understand it, you can pick it up there. We come back, 6:51, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:55, quickly back to Walter Dublane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO, talking about tariffs. So we can put a 20% tariff on an imported tractor, which means that the incentive is for people to start manufacturing them here, Dub, and stop importing tractors, yes?
Yeah, that's the point.
But
the only question is, who pays for that? And the answer is the people buying the tractors.
So does the math work out?
Exactly the whole 20%. it could be the Americans now can produce it for 10% more and would be worthwhile. But the point is the price will go up, and the people that will pay for it is going to be the people that buy the tractors.
But a key part in this is, does it work, does the math work with the percentage of the tariff to entice American companies to build tractors here? And then, so what happens is they would be able to build tractors here and still make a profit. It would cost 20% more than it does now because they'd have to pay more for labor than the imported model, but there would be economic gains of that. However, the consumer would still have to pay for that. Am I on track here?
Yeah, and again, yes, the that's the point. It would, that is a sense in which it would work, except what you got to remember is the other half of it is if we're putting tariffs on their goods, they're going to do what's called reciprocal tariffs on our goods. And so the people are now we buy a lot from China. We buy a lot more from China than we send to them, but we send a lot of things to China. And now the manufacturers of the goods that we send abroad, they're going to be hurt because their prices are going to go up in China and they won't be buying from us anymore. So we'll help some industries, but we'll hurt other ones.
So I don't care if it's Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Mitt Romney, or Grover Cleveland, if they were to put tariffs on goods economically, does it work, or can you not say it that generally? Does it depend on what country, what product, et cetera?
Well, yeah, there are some specific cases, and in fact, I think there are some cases for doing some tariffs on China because of certain unfair trade practices. But the thing that kind of worries me the most is he wants to start taxing all imports, you know, from Europe. That would be a killer. One of the things we know historically is that everybody gains from free trade. In general, free trade makes both parties richer. Now, sometimes certain industries that will gain, other industries will lose. But on average, everybody goes up before free trade. So a huge tariff policy will basically make us poorer is the net effect, as well as the other people.
So how does that factor in with inflation? Because if you do put tariffs on goods, it's going to end ultimately being paid for by the end user?
Yeah. So the tariffs will be, it's a raise in the cost of goods. That'll show a raise in prices, inflation. Yes, that would cause inflation.
So generally speaking, as an economist, you would say when it comes to tariffs,
that I'm in favor of keeping them down. Now, so there's some selected cases. I could say I think we can make a case for doing some things with China if we coordinate with some of our partners in Europe and stuff like that. But just tariffs in general, I mean, for instance, you know, the free trade agreement we signed with Mexico and Canada, used to be called NAFTA, that really helped. I mean, specific industries were hurt by that. There's absolutely no doubt. And the ones that are hurt are usually very visible. So in other words, it's like 80 industries get helped and one gets destroyed. And so you always pay attention to the one that gets destroyed. But in general, free tariffs make both parties better off.
Thank you.
Hurt certain individual industries.
Have a good weekend. Thank you. We'll talk to Jan Mueller about the Landry Administration's tax plan.